Today, Shem Sechta Babasra, Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We will begin Beis Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Mem Beis, the Manal from the Tapir Amid, Vlemele. Our Gemara in the previous year had Rav Huna teach us a halacha that Hamzakal Uber, if somebody transfers ownership of something to a fetus, Loikana, it's not considered a valid kinyan. And the Gemara asked a question from our Mishnah, where our Mishnah spoke about a case where somebody made various declarations, but the bottom line of all those declarations was that when his child will be born, he's going to be awarded a certain amount of money, a boy, a girl, different amounts. And one thing was clear from all the cases of the Mishnah, that that was considered a valid statement. So the Gemara asks, how can we say that Rav Huna say Hamazakal Uba is Lekana? So says the Gemara, V'lei Malei. Why doesn't Rav Huna explain our Mishnah? Dama Lecha Shetelet, that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where he said that the baby will only take ownership of this object, Lecha Shetelet, when he is born. And some Rishonim explained that the Gemara is able, or suggesting, to say this Teretz, because we're talking about a Matana Shchimera. And a Matana Shchimera is a stronger type of Matana, and that's why the Gemara is suggesting it would be effective. Says the Gemara, the reason Rav Huna did not suggest this answer, because Rav Huna l'tamei, Rav Huna is following his own opinion, that he says, l'cheshtelid, even if the declaration was l'cheshtelid, that when the baby will be born, he will become the owner of this object, the halacha is, like Kon, it's not considered a valid kinyan. Damar of Nachman, Hamzakal Uba Lekana. If somebody is Mazaka for an Uba under normal circumstances, it's not a valid kinyan. Lechishatelid, but if he said Lechishatelid, then it is Kona. Rav Hunama, Af Lechishatelid, even if he, way he made the declaration, the way the declaration was pronounced, he said Lechishatelid, Lekana. Rav Shesh, it's not a valid kinyan, because the Uber doesn't exist. And if the Uber doesn't exist, we fall back to the halacha that Rav Huna has been teaching us, that Hamzakal Uba Loikana. Rav Shesh Amar, Echadzeh Vekazeh, makes no difference, Kana. So, what we see from here, that the Rav Huna cannot explain that our Mishnah refers to a situation of L'chashatelet, because according to Rav Huna, even in the case of L'chashatelet, we still have the issue of Hamazakal Uber Loikana. The issue that, so why does Rav Nachman hold differently? And why does Rav Nachman hold the Hamazakal Uber is Kana? So there are a number of approaches in the Rishonim how to explain Rav Nachman's opinion. One approach in the Rishonim is that even though Rav Nachman certainly agrees that under normal circumstances, but Uber, Rav Nachman's opinion is, since this fetus already exists, that's not considered a davar shloi b'loilum. That's one way of understanding the Gemara. The other way of understanding the Gemara is really that's the approach of the Rashbam. The other way of explaining the Gemara, most interesting. In the shiurim that we've been learning, and often in our shiurim, the subject of davar shloi b'loilum comes up. And the Gemara keeps on telling us that even though, and we've explained the basis of Ramey's opinion as recently as in our previous year, Ramey is a man that holds that you can make a kinyan on a davar shloi b'loilum. The Gemara always says that Ramey holds you can make a kinyan on a davar shloi b'loilum, on something that doesn't exist yet, but Ramey holds that you can make a kinyan lid davar shloi b'loilum. So the Gemara's assumption and all of our shiurim is that lid davar shloi b'loilum is much weaker than a davar shloi b'loilum. And that's exactly why an Uber should not be able to be kinyan, because an Uber is lid davar shloi b'loilum. Says Tosfos that that's exactly what Rav Nachman is coming to teach us. I agree that you can't make a kinyan on a, I disagree with Rameyer and I hold that you can't make a kinyan on a davar shelo b'leilam. But this that we've been discussing over and over again, that lid davar shelo b'leilam, you can't make a kinyan, that I actually don't agree with. And I hold that there is no concern of making a kinyan when you're transferring something lid davar shelo b'leilam. And that's why transferring it to the Uber, even though the Uber is lid davar shelo b'leilam, Rav Nachman says that if you say l'chisha teled, it's going to be considered a valid kinyan. Amar Sheshi, where do I know that a mezakel uber is koina? That's Rav Sheshi's opinion. The Tanya, the Brisa says ger shemes, a ger passed away, and we know that according to the halacha, ger she nizgayer kikotn shenoy ledami. So the ger is the only born Jew that could have no relatives. And if he has no relatives, then when he passes away, then his assets, his estate becomes hefker. And therefore, whoever gets hold of it first is the owner of those assets. And that's what happened. Bisbe Yisrael Nechasov, people went and tried to get hold of his assets. Shamash Yesh Lebed. But then these people heard that he had a son, and that he had a son that was born after he became a ger. And since he had a son that was born after he became a ger, the aloch is, that son is his yairish. Or was a case where his wife was pregnant. So then, under those circumstances, chayov mahachse, they have to return what they took because they had no right to take it. So they did that. And then they heard that this ger's son passed away. That his wife miscarried. So we're back to where we started. That the assets were indeed hefker. Or that his wife miscarried and the baby she was carrying is obviously not going to be here to yarshin. So now we have people who had made a kinyan on these assets, being honest, they returned those assets, and now they want to be, now the question is, other people took ownership, did a kinyan on those assets. So the question is, whose kinyan does the halacha recognize? The first kinyan, which in retrospect was a valid kinyan, or the second kinyan? Says the Gemara Hichzik B'Shnia, the people who did the second kinyan is a valid kinyan. Or B'Rishayna, but people who did the first kinyan at the time that they were convinced that there's an Uber, or there's a baby, or that the wife is pregnant, all these cases is like Kana. So we see that an Uber is different. V'Sakadatach. But now the Gemara makes its point, says Rav Sheshes. If, as we have been learning throughout our Shurim, that Uber like honey, that Uber can't have ownership. Why the people who took ownership the second time, the owners, the people who took ownership the first time should be considered the true owners of this asset? Answers the Gemara. You can't bring a raya from that situation. Because you amaba Yerusha Abame Elana, the din of Yerusha, that a person doesn't have to do anything. A Uber, who is a Yoirish, that's how we're learning, that's the whole case here. That he's a son has a whole different situation. And therefore, even though normally Uber is like Kana, if the Uber is getting what we're discussing because he's a Yoirish, then it's a whole different situation. Then it's a whole situation. The Rambam paskens that even the baby who was born prematurely in its 8th month, even though in the time of Chazal, such babies don't normally survive, but Al-Gemara says that Yerusha is different. So, and this will have, of course, repercussions. Did this Uber ever become the owner of these assets if he dies afterwards or not? The Ravid and other Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. And they say that only a baby who's a viable baby is capable of inheriting. But a premature baby born in the 8th month does not inherit since it's not viable. Says the Shulchan, the Chaitzachoshin, our Gemara may be a raya to the Raman's position. The Gemara said that a person who sees possession of the Ger's property while his wife was carrying the child does not acquire the property. Even if the pregnancy was ultimately not successful, we see from here that a non-viable baby is capable of inheriting. So how will the Ravid and the other Rishonim defend their opinion? Says the Nesivos that a baby born prematurely in the 8th month is incapable of inheriting because it's destined to die, and therefore it's not considered an entity. On the other hand, a fetus that we're talking about in our Gemara, Uber that we're speaking about in our Gemara, we assume is going to survive because, Baruch Hashem, most pregnancies result in a healthy birth. Even if afterwards a problem developed and the pregnancy did not go to term, we don't assume that this fetus was never viable to begin with. But rather, we start to assume that a problem developed at a later stage in the pregnancy. Therefore, the Ger's property is not Hefker while his wife is pregnant, because we assume that at that time when these people tried to take ownership of this assets, the fetus, the Uber, was viable, and therefore his property is not deemed Hefker until the actual miscarriage were to take place. Rav Amar, Rav gives a different reason why this case cannot be a raya that a mezakel Uber is kana. Rav Amar, Rav says a different explanation. Shani Hassam, there it's different when we speak about the Nechse Hager, the Rufoim Rafim B'Yudai Mekara. When they first took ownership of these assets, they didn't know what's going to be. The first thing that they did is as soon as they heard that this Ger passed away, and they know that there's always a possibility when a Ger passes away that there are no Yarshim. And since there's a possibility that there are no Yarshim, it becomes Hefker, and everybody wants to take ownership of these assets. So they recognized and realized that it was a weak Kenyan. In a case where the Kenyan up front was a weak Kenyan, so there it's not a strong Kenyan in the first. It's not a strong Kenyan in the first place. Then the halacha is if there's any question on that, that Kenyan falls apart. My benai. So ask the Gemara, what's the practical nafkamina? Ikke benai, the nafkamina will be sheshama b'shemes, that the people took ownership after they heard he passed away, but actually he had not died, but only later did he die. According to Rava, what's the problem with the Kenyan? The problem with the Kenyan was because they didn't make a strong Kenyan because they thought the Uber may come. If they thought he died, they made a strong Kenyan. But according to Abaya, that the Uber's rights are very strong. Why are the Uber's rights very strong? That because he's a son, as the Gemara said. So the fact that what they heard was accurate or inaccurate is irrelevant, and the Kenyan that they want to make at that point is not a Kenyan. Tashma, again, Rav Sheshe says that you can be mezakel Uber. So says the Gemara, Tashma, we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Nida, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Tenek Ben Yom Echad, a child who was born, Noichel, he could become the owner of Yerusha, or Manchel. And he could be somebody that people could yarshin from him. What is the Mishnah teaching us? The Ben Yom Echadin, only if he was born. But if he's an Uber, then Loi, he doesn't have that ability. So isn't that Mishnah a clear raya that an Uber can't take ownership? So the Sefer Nishmas are from quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal that Just like we're learning that a ben yom echad, a child that's born, you're not allowed to take his money. It's considered his money. So too his life. People, he says the way to look at this Gemara, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is to understand that if the Gemara is trying to understand what is the Uber's rights in terms of financial, all the more so we should be thinking about his not just financial rights, but his other rights as a human being. And therefore we have to be very careful in not chas v'shalom doing anything that could harm him. Answers the Gemara, we can't bring a raya from there. Because Hamar Rav Sheshis said in explaining that Mishnah that we shouldn't understand that Mishnah as what does the son get b'nichsei av. The halach is that doesn't make a difference. Because if he'll survive, he'll get the Yerusha. And if he dies, his brothers will get the Yerusha. The issue is for nichsei b'aim l'hanchel achim and av. This is a halacha that we've just spoken about earlier in our perek. The halacha is that a son is the yorish of his mother. What happens if there's a son who passes away, there's an individual who passes away, he has no children, but he has paternal brothers. His paternal brothers are his yorishim. So now when his mother dies, he is the yorish of his mother, and then when he dies, his paternal brothers, who are obviously in no way related to his mother, end up with those assets. So we've learned that the halacha differentiates if he was alive, even for a minimal amount of time, that he becomes the yorish of his mother, versus if he predeceased his mother, then he doesn't yarshin his mother, that Yerusha should pass on to his brothers, paternal brothers, says the Gemara. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. He takes ownership on what the mother left over, that he could pass that on to his paternal brothers. V'dafka, but it says the Mishnah, when would that halacha apply? Ben Yom Echad. If he was in the world, even for the most minimal amount of time. Avl Uber, if he never came to the world, then, as we just explained, he doesn't become the owner of those assets in order to pass it on to his paternal brothers. My Tama, why is that the halacha? Who my inspiration? Because when a mother is carrying a baby, the Gemara is assuming that the mother, the baby will always die before the mother. And since the baby died before the mother, the halacha is that even though a son is a yorish, and even though we've learned so many times, the halacha is that you have Yerusha even bekever, but you don't have Yerusha bekever to the degree l'hachal achim and av. Says the Gemara, l'memra, does that mean that, and of course the Rishonim point out, doesn't mean yom echad, it means birth or not birth. Ask the Gemara, remember the Humayis Bereisha. Does that mean that if a mother is pregnant and she passes away, the baby always dies first? For ask the Gemara, there was a situation where the mother passed away, or perchis, tlosa perchisi, and the child kept on having convulsions. Answers the Gemara, those convulsions are not a proof of life. Just like when you shecht an animal, there are organs in the animal that still are mefarches. They still could move around after the animal was killed. So moving around is not a proof of death. However, the Rishonim do point out that this halacha, that if a pregnant woman, Rechman Tzlan, passes away, the children are, the baby that she's carrying will certainly pass away before her. That's only in a case where it was a natural death. It was a death of illness. So the child is in a weaker position than its mother. So if the mother is passing away, so then certainly the child will die first. But if the mother was killed, stabbed, or whatever, that isn't a proof that the babe, that the rule that we just learned here isn't a proof that the child died first. And therefore, if we don't know the status of the child, and there's reason to be concerned that maybe this child is still alive, then the halacha is that you could, then the halacha will be that you could do whatever you have to do, even though the mother is no longer alive. And when you will do anything on the mother, there's a question of nivul hames. But nivul hames is not a concern when we're talking about sakanas nefashos, the life of this uber. And because it could be that the uber is still alive, unless we know differently, we're allowed to do whatever we have to do to perhaps save him if he's still alive. The Gemara continues that again, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Masechet Nida. And the Gemara wanted to use that Mishnah as a proof that a mezakel uber loikana. So Rav Sheshe said, that Mishnah is not a raya, because that Mishnah is coming to teach us a whole different halacha as we just discussed. Now the Gemara gives a different way of explaining what that Mishnah is coming to teach us. That it could well be Ma'abed Rav Yosef b'shmei d'Rav Amar, that a uber is kaina. And the Mishnah that says the Tinik ben Yom Echad Noichel Manchel is not coming to teach us that an uber doesn't get Yerusha. It's coming to teach us Loima Shemat Bechelik Bechayra, that if his father died, even when he was just one day old, and as I said before, not even just one day old, he was born before his father passed away, so then he is a Yerush of his father's assets, and he and his Yarshim are his brothers. However, the Bechor does not get a double portion in that share that this brother gives. So we see that this child will die. So he's never going to get the Yerusha. And his brothers are his Yarshim. But the way to look at this situation is as follows. If the father had left two sons, and one of them was a Bechor, and the father had left 10 mana, so the halacha would be that the older son would get, the father left 12 mana. The Bechor would get 8, and the second son would get 4. Let's say there are 3 brothers. So the Bechor only gets 6 mana, and the 2 other brothers each get 3 mana. When that baby dies, the 2 surviving brothers will divide his Yerusha, which is Yerusha, as we just said, was 3 mana. Each will get a mana and a half of that Yerusha. So he's going to get 7.5 instead of 8. This is the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara. But says the Gemara to that, V'dafka ben yoim echad, only if he was born, aval uber, if a child was born after his father passed away, loy, that the halacha is that he doesn't affect this b'chayra that the b'chayra is supposed to get. Ask them a maitam, what's the difference if the father died first or died, if the father died before he was born or the father died after he was born? My Tama answers the Gemara because the Torah says when it speaks about the Bechayra, Kisiyan al Ishtay Noshim Achsa Huvav Achasnua, Yol Deloy Barnum Al Huvav Asnua, Vahaya Abena Bechal Asnia. Yol Deloy teaches us that only if he was already born does his existence affect the Bechayra. But if he wasn't born, then it doesn't affect the Bechayra. Dama, and the Gemara brings a raya that this is the halacha. Dama Mabarayt of Yosef Mishmei D'Rava. Ben Shnoi Lach Misasav. If the son was born after the father passed away, Enim Amat Bechelik Bechayra, he doesn't affect the Bechayra. My Tama, the older Lo Amar Rachmana, The Torah says that he was here in order for him to make a difference. He was here for Aleka, and in the case that we just described, if his father passed away before him, there was no v'yolda loy, and therefore the bechira that the bechar is entitled to will remain the same. So what that means is, says the Rashbam, going back to the example that we gave a moment ago, that if the father had left 12 mana, and you had two sons in this Uber, so if the Uber had been born before the father passed away, so we said before, the Bechor would have gotten 6 mana, and each of the other two brothers would have gotten 3 mana. But if this child was born after the father passed away, so then the Bechor gets 4 mana for his Bechor, because if this child isn't here, so he'll get, we divide the estate into 3, the Bechor getting an extra share, he gets 4. Then the 8 that are left over will be divided between these brothers that are here, and the Bechor is going to get 6 mana, and 6 and 2/3 mana, and the second brother, and the two other brothers are going to get 2 and a 3rd mana each. Besur Mas Nahachi, says the Gemara, this is the way the Gemara was taught in Surah, that a child that was born after the passing of the father doesn't affect what the Bechor will get. However, says the Gemara, but Medisa Mas Nahachi, but Medisa, they learned the Halacha somewhat differently. If a Bechor was only born after his father passed away, and the example would be that somebody left a pregnant wife and he passed away, and his wife had twin boys, so the son that is born first is the Bechor. So that Bechor, even though he's a legitimate Bechor, ain't enough to play Shnayim. He's not entitled to play Shnayim. Why? Says the Mamai Tam Yaakov Merachmona, the father had to have been able to fulfill Yaakov, and he Valesa, because he died before he was born. And as an old Rishonim explained this Gemara, it doesn't mean that the father had to, in order for a Bechor to have the halacha of a Bechor, that it's required that the father should have seen this child. Even if the father never had the opportunity to see the child, but the child, he and the child were in the world at the same time, so the possibility for Yaakov was there, as long as the possibility that the father could have seen the child, then Hilchos Bechira apply. But if we have a situation where the child passed away, where the father passed away before the child was born, so it was never possible for the father to see this child, so therefore, in that case, there's no dinner b'chayra. Says the Gemara, Velchus HaKahal in Elishni, Dabam Ma'abred Riosh Mishmeh Rava. The halacha is that, like the way we explained the different explanations that the Gemara has offered for the Mishnah Masechta Nida, that a Uber has a dinner of Yairish, just he doesn't get a chelik of the b'chayra, and that the halacha is that a child that's born after the death of the father doesn't affect the Bechor's portion, and that a Bechor that was born after the father passed away doesn't have the special halachas of a Bechor to get Pishnayim. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now going back to what has been our sheer primary subject of our shurim, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamzakal Uba Lekana, somebody who takes ownership, who tries to give ownership to an own Uber Leikana. However, says the Rashbam, if he said, going back to how we began today's shir, if he says, Lichish Atelid, then it's Kana, says the Maravim Taimim Mishnah Seinu. But you see from our Mishnah that one can give ownership to an Uber. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is not a rai, is not a good example. Says the Gemara, because Chayav Adat Shadim Krevetz Benoi. Our Mishnah speaks about a father making that declaration regarding a son. And when you're speaking about a son, it's all, it's completely different. And I saw a number of Peshatim in the Rishonim, why that is the halacha, why son is different. The Rashbam explains, this is a concept that I'm going to say that we've discussed numerous times. Whenever we speak about Kinyanim, the question that comes up is why did the Torah, why is the halacha so focused on Kinyanim? And we always explain that what the Kinyan represents a seriousness of intent. That is what a Kinyan represents. So if it's not, if there are questions on that seriousness, so we don't have a Kinyan. Says the Rashbam that the Gemara here is telling us that when the issue at hand is a son, when it comes to your own children, there's obviously a very serious desire to make sure that your son will get what you want him to get. And since there's a serious desire to make sure that your son will get what you want him to get, even though there are issues, he's an Uber, etc., it doesn't make a difference. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that our Gemara here, when we say Hamzak Lubakana, we're speaking about a Shkimarab. And one of the things that we certainly can extrapolate from what we've learned in all of our shiurim is that Divrei Shchimarak Iksuvim Kamsurim Dami Chazal, because they were concerned about the Shchimarak's mental state, were most anxious to make the Kinyan of a Shchimarak be effective, even where there are reasons to say that it ought not to be effective. And therefore, they explain that that's what happens over here, that the Hamzak al-Uber is because he is a Shchimera, and therefore we make the Kinyan a very strong Kinyan. The Shach has a different approach. The Shach approach is that the way to understand our Gemara, that Hamzak al-Uber Kana works, goes back to something that we've discussed more than once in our Masechta and other Shiurim as well, and that is an Umdana. When it's clear to us that this is what was meant, then the halacha is, when it's obvious and clear, then the halacha is that we recognize what happened, even if we have questions on it. The Ritva says that the Gemara that says that just taught us that a mezakel uber kana, so says the Ritva, is at least if the uber is 40 days old. There are other Rishonim that don't differentiate in speaking about an uber that way, and they take the opinion that even if the Uber is less than 40 days old, then the same halacha will apply. And we maybe could connect that question to the different explanations that we just gave, why Hamazak al-Uber, when he's a son, is Kana. Amar Shmuel Rav Huna Bagdita, Puk Eisli Be'e Sara, please bring 10 people, because what I want to say, I want to publicize, Vemila Apayu, and pronounce Hamazak al-Uber Kana. The halacha, but the halacha is that is not actually the halacha. The halacha is Hamazak al-Uber Loi Kana. The Chasam Sofer says that the Klai Yisrael are in Golus, and as long as Klai Yisrael that are in Golus, we really haven't emerged from this Golus, then, and we haven't really become a full-fledged nation. If that's the case, ask the Chasam Sofer, why are all the promises that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given to Klai Yisrael and pronounced to Klai Yisrael valid? We're still Uber, we haven't really developed. So the Chasam Sofer says three reasons. The one reason he says, that why is an Uber not able to take ownership of something? So he says, the reason an Uber is not able to take ownership of something, because we don't even know if this Uber will come out as a viable human being. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that Klal Yisrael will ultimately have a Yeshua. And because a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that Klal Yisrael will ultimately have a Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the issue of an Uber doesn't play. Another explanation is what we just learned. The Gemara says that even if you hold Hamzach al-Uber loy kana, that's only when it's not Benoi, when it's not his son. But we are the Banim L'makim. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And therefore, the issue that we've just been learning, that Hamazaka Uba Loikana would not apply by us, Klai Yisrael, who are we, our Kaddish Baruch Hu's children. It says the Gemara, Hudam Ladvisa, somebody said to his wife, Nechasai Levni, the Havale Menaych, my assets, my estate should go to my children that I have from you. And she wasn't pregnant yet. And as he's making this declaration, also Berek Shisha, his older son that he had from a previous marriage, Amalei came. Amalei Hu Gavra, he said about himself, and what about me? Mata have a lie, what about me? Amalei Zil Kanei Kachad Bara. You should have the same, as equal share to one of the children that I will have, that I just divided my estate to. Says the Gemara, Hanach, the children that the mother is just pregnant, the mother only becomes pregnant after the statement, Vadilakani, don't have any ownership. The Kati Lesni, they didn't exist at all, and you can't give something to somebody that doesn't exist in even the slightest fashion. He's not even an Uber. He's not a fashion. He's not even a fetus. Hay is chayk l'talya. This child that did the Dos Baruch Hashem exist, what does he get? B'mokim b'nayu. That child gets an extra share with all the other children. Oy, less l'chalk b'layotayu. That means, will he get an extra share or not? Rav Avin, Rav Meishi, Rav Yimi, Ami, Islechol Katalia, he will. B'mokim b'nayu, when all the children will be born, and then the father will pass away. Ravu, Rav Chanina, Rav Papi, Rav Yitzhak, Nafkadami, Leslechol Katanayu, B'mokim b'nayu. He won't get an extra share. Amalei Rav Avu, Rav Yimi, Hilchus Kavasan, is Dalocha like us? Oy, Hilchus Kavasaychu. Amalei, Pshita Dalocha Kavasan, Dalocha is like us, Tekshina b'naychu. We're older than you. V'lav hal chasuk v'saychu. The halacha doesn't follow your opinion. The dadaki atam. Your little boys, and we don't follow your opinion. Amalei. So he said to him, "Mida b'kshushu talam milsa." What we need to pask in a shaila is the age of the opinion of the person who states the opinion. What is relevant? But tamatalam milsa. The reason that they say, we have to explain, understand what they're saying. V'talamai, so he asked, what is the reason? So he says, Zil gabed Rav Avon, go to Rav Avon, the Asbra Nile, that I was able to explain the ration. The Kakash Bey, Reish Bey Medresha, and he shook his head to show that he agrees. So also, Lagabei, so Rav Yimi went to Rav Avon and asked him, what is the reason that Rav Avu said that in this case, it's nothing. Why? Amalei says, so he told him, Ilu Amalei Knika Chamor. If we would have said you should be able to take ownership, like a donkey takes ownership. Mikona, of course not, because a donkey can't take ownership because he's a donkey. So Rav Avin was telling Rav Yirmiya that when the father transferred ownership to children that weren't even fetuses, then it's a meaningless statement.